Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I have another amazing guest with us today, but before we get to that, guys, I just want to let you know that this show is sponsored by TraderCobb.com, where you can jump across to the website, get all your trading education in crypto taken care of. Lots of free content there on the website that you can go and check out, and you can sign up to the bi-weekly free newsletter there at TraderCobb.com. Today's guest is the president and co-founder of the City Blockchain Summit. I've got Paulson Ambukan with me today. Thank you so much for being on the show, Paulson. I appreciate your time. It's going to be great to have a chat.
Love to be here. I'm very happy to engage with you, Craig, and I was looking forward to this looking forward to talking to you about it. Yep.
Yeah, look, there's so much going on in the space at the moment. It's such an exciting time, and you know, you're right there in the thick of it. Before we get into the actual City Blockchain Summit, what you guys are doing, who you're speaking to, and I throw about a million questions at you, what I'd like to do, if you wouldn't mind, Paulson, just give us a little bit of a background on yourself, why you're in blockchain, what you're doing, how you come to here, and what your objectives are.
Absolutely, Craig. I've been in the in the technology business for at least 20 years now, or 25 years actually, and through a publication called Computer User. What we've seen is, you know, during the internet age, everybody was afraid to jump on the computers and learn about computers. They were all afraid. So we put out a publication that eased the pain and disperse the information in a very fourth to fifth grade level of writing, so it helped the consumers just understand the technology and be part of the technology rather than being afraid of it. So we converted a lot of people into the computer age, and then of course we had the big boom of the internet. And I see the same cycle happening again in this space. Blockchain is a very robust technology. It has been around for a while, but now with all the other stuff that's going on and the innovations that's happening in the industry, it's more in the forefront now. Some of the big names, all the Fortune 100 companies are already in it big time. I feel that, again, the consumers are left out in the dark. And our goal is to engage the consumers in another way, not through a publication, but through events in smaller cities and engaging them with the innovation that's happening in the blockchain space.
So you've been there through the .com, you've watched the internet grow, you've been a part of educating everyday human beings about the growth of the internet, what it means, and demystifying what was at that stage something that was kind of mind-blowing for many. I mean, you think about it these days. Nowadays, you say, you know, if you sell bikes, for example, and someone says, what's your website? And you say, I don't have a website. The whole world gasps as if it's just something completely crazy. Now, you're comparing the internet boom to what you're seeing here in blockchain. And I suppose with the City Blockchain Summit, the events that you do throughout the States, is this basically an educational roadshow?
It's kind of an educational roadshow, but it's mainly showcasing innovation through communication. So it's a little differently than an education, right? So how do we do that? We engage a blockchain technology companies that are in the blockchain space from different sectors, different verticals, to showcase their talent and say or talk about why they are a disruptor in the business, and engage them in a conversation from the life cycle life cycle point of view, and engage them with the audience, and this turns into a much better learning experience than just, you know, teaching people about different technologies or different blockchain technologies. So we feel that because the our audience are all professionals, they are in the space, they are either innovators or investors or partners in the business or law firms or people who take care of family offices, they are well versed in the space. So by educating them in a conversation about technologies, they can understand what they're getting into, And they can make the decision of whether to invest or not to invest, or to partner or not to partner. And that helps the conversation much further than just having an education program. I know that there are a lot of companies do just blockchain education, which is, I think, for the technologists to move into the space, because there are, although you know a lot about technology, you know, there are certain things that you need to understand and learn specific to the blockchain space. So, we have a lot of educators that come in and speak at our events too. So overall, the thought process is this, that we want to showcase technology and then engage in a conversation with the audience. And through that...
Okay. Yeah, go. Sorry, you go.
And through that, we learn from what's happening in the marketplace.
And so these events, I mean, they sound like you're carrying a bit of clout with you. So you were working with professionals, traditional investors, I guess a fairly similar audience to a number of the people that listen to this show, looking for opportunities to invest, listening to the interviews that I'm conducting, and just sort of trying to get an overall understanding for the space a little bit more. If it's going to be like that, would it be fair to say, and like, I might miss the mark here, Paulson, and if I do, my apologies, would it be fair to say that there's sort of a more less of a consensus type absolute free-for-all mess, which has its place, don't get me wrong, and more of a boutique professional understanding and get-together?
You're absolutely right, and that's our goal. We are a boutique event company in the blockchain space, and our goal is to just, engage the audience through the technologies. We make sure that, and most of these companies come through us, through our media partners. We don't advertise. We don't have any mega media sponsors or underwriters of our events. We do everything grassroots because we want to control the content. And sometimes it gets out of hand when you have major sponsors. So our goal is to make sure that the innovation that happens and the companies that project their projects at these events or talk about themselves and their companies, they have a free flow of information so that they don't have to worry about anything that they say and talk about from the very heart, why they're doing it, why are they in this space, why they are a disruptor.
Yeah. Okay. So they get that passion out, they get the message out, and they do it in a genuine, honest way, rather than a regurgitated pitch 24/7 way, which we all get very used to and we all get very tired of. So look, you're well positioned for me to ask this next question, Paul. So you've been there, you've spoken to a number of projects, you've listened to a number of projects pitch, you've been in the space for quite some time, and you've watched the growth of the internet, and obviously you've been there watching the growth of this blockchain space as well. Have you seen in recent times anything changing in the industry? You're speaking to different projects, different ICOs, this sort of thing. Is there a certain industry that seems to have a lot of projects coming into it, certain areas of the market, certain areas of traditional business? Is there any shift that you're starting to see or that you have noticed in the time that you've been around?
Well, that's a good question. So right now, we attack the marketplace very broadly. So naturally, every event, our two-day event consists of about 14 panels from different industry. The big conversation, the most intense conversation that happens at all our event is usually the last panel, which is the SEC panel.
Oh, I can imagine.
Six SEC lawyers sitting over there and talking about what if and what not and what will, what ifs, So they talk about all these, hypotheticals. So, that actually takes the conversation much longer than what it should be. But it's a great way to understand where the marketplace is. I mean, and the uncertainty, especially in the United States because of all this. But I firmly believe that innovation cannot be stopped. And somebody has, and the laws and the government is going to make some radical changes to be an inclusive organization, because if 20 years or 30 years ago, if they said, oh, we know what, we're going to block the internet, it's only for a few people, and these are all the restrictions, where would we be today? We'd still be in the Stone Age, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. And look, one of the things that we've seen is, I think it was in an SEC text recently, referring to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies as a possible miracle, which is about as positive language as you can get from those higher echelons. And I like a lot of people, especially you know, the early adopters and the libertarian point of view, that they want to have it unregulated. And I can understand their point of view. I truly can. But from the point of view from myself, and look, I have to be honest, I am an investor and I am a trader. These are my strengths. This is what I do. I am in this space because I find it to be absolutely fascinating. I've moved away from trading traditional markets entirely because of the A, volatility for the trading side of it, but also the B, the investment potential is massive. But you can also invest into projects that you think can actually help the world move forward in a positive way. Now, part of that world moving forward in a positive way, for me, is stopping people getting ripped off. And the issue that we have, and I think a big reason why we need to see some regulation, aside from the, you know, inflow of traditional fund, institutional, and you know, your traditional investor money flowing in, is that we need to have some sort of framework that helps to create an environment where it's much more difficult to get ripped off. And of course, there will be the people out there that will say, well, hang on, you know, Bernie Madoff did quite well to rip people off over all those years. And they would be correct. You're not going to get rid of all the bad eggs. But if you make it more difficult for those to operate, then ultimately that helps to solidify the space, puts a framework in which people don't get hurt, and we can really start to grow towards mass adoption. Because without the investment, without the institutions, and without the big corporations coming in, well, then sitting at a $300 billion market cap as an entire market, I mean, let's be honest, that's not going to change anything.
You're absolutely right, Greg. And that is what everybody is asking for. Put some rules together, you know, just tell us what it is and we'll abide by it. And because of the fraud that is associated with all the that comes with the raises, the ICO raises, and all the fraudulent companies that are out there, you know, it's getting a bad name. And that's one of the reasons we don't even talk about crypto or Bitcoin or any of those other stuff, currencies in our conversation at our events. We only talk about the technology, because then it just distorts the information, you know. And it feels that there's a lot of illegal stuff going, because a lot of people don't understand the crypto side of the business. And so when they don't understand it, they say it's a fraud, right? So that's the natural tendency, human tendency, right? So to say everything, if you don't understand it, it's a fraud. We are not at that stage to start educating in crypto. A lot of companies are already doing it, do meetups and all over the place. They talk about it. We have some partners who do a great job in talking about it. But we personally don't want to get into that space because, again, because we have, you know, our goal is to educate. And as rules change, we will also change, or we'll adapt to the environment. And that is our goal in the near future.
Yeah, you and me both, Paulson. It's a fascinating space to be in. It's growing at a rapid rate of knots. And I mean, look, here's one thing that I can sort of give to the listeners and to yourself. I've been fortunate to have interviewed a lot of people in very high places that are running big projects. You know, I've got the top of Microsoft blockchain. I've had some of the first original buyers of Bitcoin. I've had all sorts of different people, creators of Ethereum, on the show. And one thing that I want to sort of portray, especially in these times at the moment where the markets are having a bit of a tough start to 2018. It's been fairly, positive as far as the technology goes, but as far as the speculative side of it, a lot of people that don't know how to trade, i.e. go short, are sort of feeling the pain at the moment. All these people that are in this space, that are the creators, that are focused on the technology, these people don't give two hoots about the price. It's about creating something that's more than just a money spinner. It's creating an environment. The internet's third arm. The technology behind blockchain is sound. It is not going anywhere, as we hear time and time again. And I think it just needs people to sort of relax a little bit and understand that when a new industry emerges, it's going to be rocky. There's going to be the massive upswings. There's also going to be the massive downswings. There's going to be fraud. There's going to be corruption. There's going to be money laundering. This is what happens when a new industry comes about. So people need to sort of understand that, get educated on that and move forward. But just know that the people that are creating the space, they're not concerned about what's happening. They're not worried about it vanishing. It's not going anywhere. Do you get the same sort of feel from the people that you've been speaking with as well, Paulson?
Oh, absolutely, because they are, the people, the companies that are showcasing, come to our events, you know, they are passionate about the technology. They don't worry about everything else. And one of the things that I've seen is, you know, there is going to be a lot of quick consolidation between different blockchain companies. If they see if they're in the same vertical and one can assist another, I'm trying to put together about five companies into one so that everybody can get a piece of the action because they're on the same vertical and they're trying to do reinvent the wheel. I said, why don't you all collaborate and find a common solution? Everybody take a piece of the action. From the client side to the server side to the legal side, you know. So everybody has a component that fits in this ecosphere. And that I think is the next generation of collaboration that's going to happen. And it should happen like the internet days, you know. I mean, you want to have everybody, you know, join together from the payment, from the e-commerce, from the web development, everybody come together and create a model that works and go to the public and it gets accepted, you know, and that is what I feel I want to do more and more. I'm a connector like you, Craig. We try to bring businesses together. I understand the technology part of it. And so what I try to do is as I engage with these CEOs, I understand where their needs are and I try to do the matchmaking. And one of the things that we have been successful at is at the event, we do something called, we used to do something called speed dating at the end of the event. So we decided that was such a hard work, you know. We were tired by the end of the day. We couldn't enjoy our evening, you know. So we said, you know, forget about speed day. We just put them all into a room and then talk amongst yourself, you know. So,
I hear you. I mean, there's something that I sort of suggest when it comes to projects, when they talk to, it's sort of like, if you can't pitch me in 5 minutes and make it clear, then you probably don't have a product. If you can't talk about your product and clearly you know, get that message across in 5 minutes, you probably don't have one. That being said, I've also seen many people that are the creators of fantastic technology that don't have the interpersonal skills to be able to portray a message in a clean, succinct way. And therefore, you know, the tech might be great, the business model might be great, but they can't get that message across. And that can be frustrating. So I can understand the speed dating approach and the chat amongst yourselves approach, because it can be quite difficult, especially within this new age. And just sort of talking about that collaboration side of the market, I think it's really positive, and it's fairly easy to do at the moment because there's really that sense of all of us creating something, and it's a team sport almost. You know, there's this open source coding. There's all sorts of things. The backbone of the space is to share. So it's really positive to see that move forward. Now, before I ask you my final question, Paulson, actually, I'm going to ask you the question now because I think you're probably very, very well placed to answer this. I ask all my guests this question, so I'm very interested to hear what your answer is, Paulson. We compare the blockchain space now to the birth of the internet, but we don't talk about the birth of the internet from back in the 80s when it existed, but nobody knew about it. We talk about it from about 1993 to the year 2000, which was basically when commerce started to happen, when there was mainstream use and somewhat acceptance coming. And of course, with 2000 being the peak of that absolute madness and subsequent drop, and then, you know, the internet is what it is today. The only reason we can do this show is because I'm talking to you via the internet. So with blockchain, from your point of view, knowing that you've been in technology for a long time, you've watched and grown and become, you know, you're a creator of the internet. Where do you think blockchain rates in that 1993 to 2000 scale right now?
That's a great question. We were just talking about it the other day. I mean, blockchain companies are growing at 4 times the rate of internet. So you can imagine. So it is like, for every one company that started in the 90s, today there are 4 blockchain companies starting around the world, you know. So it's a tremendous, tremendous growth. I mean, and the good thing is, you know, everybody can come up with a blockchain idea. And if you're a coder, you can come up with a blockchain product, you know, and find a solution. It doesn't have to be the complete encompass of a whole marketplace, but one tiny bit can be a part of that jigsaw puzzle that he can or he or he can solve and make a good impact in this marketplace. I think blockchain is going to grow into a bigger industry than the internet in terms of the market value of the companies that are coming into play. I'm just waiting for the United States to open up a little bit, and you can see the innovation that's going to come out of the hiding. I'm sure a lot of people are just afraid to even pitch ideas, you know, because they don't know of the uncertainty. But if we keep an open market, I think we're going to see some crazy innovation coming through the pipeline.
I agree, but you haven't given me a year. 1993 to 2000, where do you think we are? Put you on the spot, man. That's what I do.
It's tough to say, man. I'm telling you, it's because the ups and downs, you know, I don't know the answer. I cannot give you a definite, Craig. I don't know.
Give me that's a guess. Right, are we more 1993 or are we more 2000? Come on.
it's very early. It's very, very early. We are talking about the 1990s, you know, mid 90s. That's where we are right now in the blockchain space. We haven't reached the 2000 yet. And that is what I'm looking for, really. The 2000 is when we had all the innovations come out. You know, from 98 to 2001, we saw some good companies come, and a lot of good companies go under too because of mismanagement and stuff like that. But the technology is still robust, and companies have taken it to a whole new level 20 years after that. You know, so I'm looking forward to blockchain. I'm totally involved in blockchain. I want to do as much as possible, as long as I'm alive, to be a part of this blockchain marketplace. I think it is one of the best technologies that's out there. I'm looking at I'm fascinated, and every day when I go to every month we do an event, and looking at the innovation that comes through the pipeline, and hearing from the CEOs themselves how they started and what they want to do about it and why they want to make a difference, it wakes me up and gets me to work every day in the morning, you know, so it gets me excited.
It's absolutely an exciting time to be alive. I think we're in the right place at the right time. The innovation is insane. The technology is even more insane. The participation from different areas, different walks of life, and different places within the current marketplace. And the marketplace is growing so quickly. I couldn't agree with you more, Paulson. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, mate. And I would like to ask one question, which is, how do the listeners find out more about City Blockchain Summit?
The best place to see everything is on our website. All our events are videotaped and recorded and uploaded to our website. So our website address is cityblockchainsummit.com. And if you sign up, it's free to sign up, and you can go and watch all the videos and all the information of all the events that we do every month across the United States.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Paulson Ambercan, president and co-founder of the City Blockchain Summit. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go across the website, check it out. And if you're in any of the cities with the events coming up, be sure to register, get along, and learn as much as you can. Thank you so much for your time today, Paulson. Guys, don't forget that this show is proudly sponsored and brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can get all your crypto trading education needs in one place. Go across to the website now and register for the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.